Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about our major shift. This past Wednesday, on November 3rd, we had a major shift in the Mayan calendar. I'll tell you about this and what to expect with it shortly. And next Friday on November 12th, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I cover what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that you can learn about all these important cycles well ahead of time by subscribing to my Good Timing newsletters with email updates. For just 8 cents a day, you can know what time it really is and have the best guidance available for when to take your most important actions. You can order these with the Good Timing Guide at the Polaris store by going to askmadeline.com. That's www.askmadeline.com. Or call us toll free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Lastly, I want to remind you that my Honduras retreat has been postponed until next spring, March 19th through the 26th. I'll be giving a multi-day workshop on Roatan, one of the Bay Islands of Honduras, on how to prosper with the universe. I'll also be leading a spring equinox ceremony there, and it will be one of the most incredible spring equinoxes we've had in many years. Plus, if you register before the end of November, you'll get a 30% discount on your room. So check this out now and get the discount. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And click on the link for Madeline in Honduras. So what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, hopefully you all survived the elections in this past week. The energies have certainly been intense at times. So, for starters, late tonight on November 5th for the West Coast, or very early Saturday the 6th for the East Coast, we have the new moon for November. Now, right after any new moon, we intuitively start new projects. This time, though, there may be unexpected money issues from others that make it hard to get those projects started. It will help if you can be flexible and look for alternative solutions. And a recent connection to a powerful person or company may be the key to getting it done. Now, this new moon has a lot of enthusiastic energy for projects, but it's short on details. So before you go off to pursue these projects, spend some time clarifying the details. You may discover a fair amount of confusion that exists in that area. And you could also have been misled or even deceived. So be careful. Work out the details in writing before committing to anything, either in a contract or with your money. The good news is that this new moon has lots of great ideas, especially unusual or innovative ideas that could make you money. So be sure you capture these ideas, even if you're not ready to use them now. These are shown by the cycles of Mercury, trine, Jupiter, and Uranus. These cycles are also excellent for communicating with others via technology, learning astrology, and other metaphysical ideas. These great ideas peak tomorrow on November 6th, and they stay in range through November 8th. Now, the financial markets in the new moon chart appear to be mostly good and going up. However, there is one cycle that's impacting the markets, which is normally considered to be a negative secondary cycle for the economy. In other words, when we see this cycle, the economy usually gets worse. This cycle is Pluto conjunct the North Node, and it peaks on November 10th. This stays pretty exactly in range now through November 21st. Then it gradually lessens until it moves out of range on February 21st. Now, next, beginning Monday, November 8th, and peaking on November 15th, we get a cycle that's commonly associated with high growth. Yay! This is the cycle of Sun trine Jupiter. In this case, we get a second cycle with it, Sun trine Uranus, which tends to promote unexpected high growth opportunities. Now, the second cycle peaks on November 18th through the 19th, depending on your time zone. But both of these cycles stay in range through November 22nd. The second cycle is also associated with feelings of restlessness and a desire to do something completely different. So, schedule yourself for something different, huh? Although this sounds great, there are two caveats. And one is that as these high growth opportunities are peaking, there is still a lot of confusion and possibly even deception, as I just mentioned a moment ago. Plus, it's possible that our leaders are not able to communicate their vision well. This is shown by the cycle of Sun square Neptune, so be careful. You can easily be misled or misunderstand critical points. The cycle comes into range on November 10th, peaks on November 18th, and stays in range through November 22nd. Now, the second caution is related to Venus retrograde, which will be followed shortly by Mercury retrograde in December. So no matter what this unexpected high growth opportunity is, there are delays in getting it going. The holidays are nearly here, and any potential project needs some rethinking before it can get started. With Venus retrograde, be careful not to overestimate the amount of money you can make from it. Do some research first. Now, next, beginning on November 10th and peaking for the first time on November 20th, we have a cycle that can be quite challenging for communications and driving. That's because it's easy to open your mouth and insert your foot by becoming angry. Not too good. This cycle is Mercury conjunct Mars. And if you become upset, remember that it's likely you don't have all the facts straight or you've misinterpreted something. So before you blow your top, remember to ask a lot of questions. The cycle stays in range through December 16th, and it becomes even more challenging for the Thanksgiving holiday. Now, if you're clever, you can use this energy to be assertive in a positive way that will get your needs met. And for that, I recommend the process that's in the book, Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg. That's Nonviolent Communication by Marshall Rosenberg, and it's an excellent book. And in addition, you can use this cycle to promote products if you're not too obnoxious about it. Also, be careful about speeding when you drive. You could also encounter road rage. So stay away from that by being responsible for your own driving. And don't drive when you're angry. Instead, go run around the block first. Next, just a reminder that because we are still in Venus retrograde from now through November 18th, we're all rethinking our values and what we value enough to pay for and what we no longer want. We're also rethinking our relationship. If you're in the process of signing a contract for a deal, now is not the time to do that. That's because you need this time to reconsider what's important to you and what you most value and want. If you sign on the dotted line now, you could regret it later when you discover that your needs are different from what you thought they were. Also, just a reminder that while Venus is retrograde, she's actually closest to Earth and up close and personal. So pay attention to your love in your life, and at the very least, spend some time loving yourself. This is essential for all types of relationships, because the most important relationship we have is with ourselves, and especially our higher self. When we love ourselves, it's a lot easier to love others and for others to love us, because they're always reflecting back to us how we feel about ourselves. Now, next, I mentioned last week that we just had a major shift on November 3rd, and I'll talk about this in more detail after the break, but for right now, I want to mention that this is related to the Mayan calendar, and the significance of this shift is that it's time to balance masculine and feminine energy. So we need to meld the rational with the intuitive and balance east and west. We're really balancing all aspects of yin and yang energies in a much more coherent and positive way. Also, just a reminder that 2 weeks ago, I mentioned that we had the first of 5 full moons at 29 degrees. So you may be encountering endings now through the full moon in March. And if so, don't fight this stuff. If something is ending, just let it go. Something else will come in to take its place. So be patient. We have a lot of rethinking going on now through the end of the year. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. Notice that today and tomorrow we have an orange final result. This means that if you're expecting something to come together, such as a deal, it will fall apart if you try to seal it today or tomorrow on November 5th or 6th. It's also a little too early after the new moon to start something, so wait until Sunday or Monday on the 7th or 8th to begin a major new start, sign an important contract, or seal a deal. Or you can wait until next Friday, November 12th, for an important new start. Now, do you know what the big shifts in the Mayan calendar suggest for now through 2011? Big changes are afoot. When I come back from this short break, I'll talk about our major shift. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested Medifast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toperson, pain relief and healing cream. Toperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Did you know that you can increase your prosperity by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2011 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day, when to act, and when to wait. This color-coded guide provides the time codes for success for all your important activities. Her Good Timing newsletters provide insights into the economy and how to best work with the cycles. J.P. Morgan and Walt Disney both used astrological cycles to become highly successful and prosperous. Now you can too. To order the 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters, call toll-free 877-524-8300. That's toll-free 877-524-8300. Or go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Start prospering with the 2011 Good Timing Guide.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today, I'm talking about our major shift, which just occurred this week, and the changes we can expect from it. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, as I mentioned earlier, between now and March, we have some major shifts occurring. Back on October 22nd, we had the first of 5 full moons in a row. And they all will occur at 29 degrees of the sign, the last degree of any sign. Now, that suggests it's the end of the road for many situations. So we're likely to see a lot of endings over the next 5 months. Those full moons include a lunar eclipse on December 21st, the winter solstice. Now, that eclipse has a primary meaning related to new groups forming for the purpose of a major new task. But even those new groups are preceded by endings of existing groups so the new groups can form. Now, within the framework of all these endings, this week we just had a different type of shift. This one is related to the Mayan calendar. Now, I've talked about this amazing timetable before, but here's a quick refresher. The Mayan calendar consists of 9 major periods that are associated with the transformation of consciousness. Now, these periods are known as underworlds in the Mayan calendar, and they've been going on virtually since the beginning of time, meaning since the Big Bang itself. Now, each of these 9 major periods accelerates by a factor of 20. So the first one took billions of years, but the last period will take only 260 days. Essentially, each succeeding period is 20 times faster to complete. Now, at the moment, we're in the 8th period of the galactic underworld, the 8th of 9 periods. So this entire period is only 12.8 years long, and it began in January 1999. The previous planetary period, which ended in January 1999, was 254 years long. So when this period is over, we'll have accomplished the same amount of transformation in these 12.8 years as we did in the previous 254 years. Now, each of these transformation periods or underworlds has 13 segments, known as 7 days and 6 nights. Day segments tend to be more active with more changes, and night segments tend to be integration periods. The 7th day, or the final segment of these transformation periods, is the one where we reach the pinnacle of development for that particular level or form of consciousness. So just this Wednesday, on November 3rd, we entered the 7th day of the 8th transformation period, or the 7th day of the galactic underworld. Now, notice that this is also the final segment of this underworld. So it's another end of the road. This period lasts only until March 9th, 2011, when we start the final transformation period that lasts for only 260 days. Now, I find it interesting that during this entire period, from November 3rd, 2010 through March 9th, 2011, all the full moons are at 29 degrees. All of them are ending moons. The primary purpose of the 7th day of the galactic underworld is to balance masculine and feminine energy. Also balance rationality and intuition, all types of yin and yang energies, and even our east and west energies. We must do this first before we could move into the last 260-day period during which we'll gain unity consciousness. I'll talk more about this in a moment. But first, let's talk more about balancing our masculine and feminine energy. Our male-female relationships have been working toward rebalance for many years, and they have especially made progress since the mid-1960s. But even with all the progress we've made, we still have plenty of women who either are not safe or don't feel safe in our society or in their relationships. And this is primarily an issue related to the distribution of power. Women have gained more financial power in the past 45 years, but even that is still out of balance. And women have also gained more political power, but that is still greatly out of balance. So what does it take for masculine and feminine energies to become balanced? For starters, this is not a one-sided issue. more often than not, women tend to misuse their power by not using it. Women have a tendency to let things slide and not express their discomfort with the situation. Women tend to fear retaliation if they speak up and say what they think. Before we can balance masculine and feminine energies, we women have to be willing to speak our truth and express it in the moment when it's needed. That's because men have a tendency to misuse their power by abusing it. They try to dominate others and overstep their boundaries when they do this. Not all men, obviously, but many do. But here's the key. No one can take advantage of anyone unless we allow them to do so. So who needs to step up to the plate and take greater responsibility for their power? Women. Many of us are doing this now, but this won't balance out until the majority of us do it. We need to flatly refuse to accept anyone's abuse of power. And if we did this, our elections would turn out quite different. There's a lot more to balancing male and female energies, but I want to mention some other changes as well. As an example of rebalancing the rational and intuitive, there's a group of scientists who are working to create a new reality with just consciousness. They're asking 1 million people beginning on November 11th to spend 11 minutes on 11 days to focus their attention on creating this new reality. I've included this link in my What's Up in the Heavens for today. The site is www.newrealitytransmission.com. That's newrealitytransmission.com. Now, this is a good example of balancing rationality and intuition, East and West beliefs, and even yin or yang, receptivity and action. Of course, we've lived in a male-dominated paradigm for at least the last 2,000 years, and probably a lot longer. All our strategies and power structures are based on male concepts, making things happen, even forcing them to occur within specific time frames, using war instead of negotiation to settle disputes. The idea of allowing projects and other babies to gestate until they're ready to be born is not typically accepted, except in the case of a human baby when we have no other choice. Negotiating peace treaties instead of going to war is often considered weak instead of respectful and practical. So what do you think will happen when those scientists prove that focusing your consciousness on a new reality is just as powerful, or maybe even more so, than going out to make war? It should be very interesting to see how this experiment to create a new reality turns out. We'll soon see the results of this shift as many situations we've had for many years start dissolving in front of our eyes. Now, as I mentioned a few moments ago, on March 9, 2011, we'll begin the final transformation period of the universal underworld. This period lasts for only 260 days through October 28, 2011. Now, during these short months, we'll have the same amount of transformation we've experienced in the past 12.8 years. Now, notice the exponential nature of this accelerated change. This brief period is designed to lead us into unity consciousness, a level of consciousness that respects all life on Earth. It's not about everyone becoming the same. It's about accepting and respecting our differences and understanding how we're all related to each other. It might look like there's 6 billion people on the planet, but there's really only one person here, and it's you. Everyone else is that you see is just reflecting an aspect of yourself. And during this final period, we'll learn to see others as part of us. We'll understand that we aren't separate from others, but all of us are part of the same divine energy that created this universe. Now, as all of these shifts occur, we'll see changes in the way we run our businesses and our government. We'll learn to not only accept and respect our differences, we'll learn to appreciate and utilize them. We'll also learn to tune in to our intuition and combine using that with our rational thought processes. We'll learn how to make better and faster decisions this way. We'll change our relationships with others and how we use power. And that will be fundamental to the other changes that will occur. With any luck at all, we'll also become acquainted with our galactic brothers and sisters and their ET technologies during this period. So So watch for these mini shifts now through October 2011. So are you ready to take off? Before we do that, let's balance our masculine and feminine energies. We all have both masculine and feminine energies, so let's learn how to use them well. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week your tip is this. If money has been slow coming in, try this feng shui tip to re-energize your environment. Move 27 things, yes, 27 things, in your office or workspace. Often things sit in the same place for eons, and then we fail to really see them. Once that happens, those items are really not nurturing and supporting us anymore. Change out your artwork to move the items on your desk or bookshelves to new locations. Freshen up your space with some flowers or a plant. Do this with the intention that it will bring in more money quickly and easily. And remember that your environment reflects your energy. When you refresh your office, your energy at work is refreshed too. So enjoy the prosperity that this brings. Now, next Friday on November 12th, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. Again, that number is 877-524-8300. And stay tuned for Marine St. Germain. She's on next. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.